Okay, my mother-in-law said we shouldn't bother with a wedding because there's nothing to celebrate because it's not real.
What's not real?
The relationship? Yeah.
The relationship.
What's up, Dillies? Welcome back to the podcast. We have a very, very, very special guest today.
Hi guys.
With us.
It's me.
It's Jeremy, boyfriend Jeremy. Boo, 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 boo. We have Mom DIY reigning from Old St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada.
Hey. I don't know. Which way am I supposed to look?
You just look at Jeremy.
Okay, okay.
But also, that's our camera, so you can wave here.
Hey.
Yeah, we don't have any
Tilly. Hey, Tillies.
Yeah, that one. That's good.
Yeah. Right, get this one right here.
Can you imagine?
That's the back of the head cam. That's back of head view.
And are you not going to speak for why Greg's not here?
So, my dad, he.
There's a hockey game on. There's a hockey game on.
Well, I was also going to say he doesn't have like, he's not super opinionated. So I feel like every controversial.
Let's be honest. Yeah.
It's a hockey game on. Yeah. And the Leafs are up one. Yeah.
Yeah. And this is the year for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
The Maple Leafs have not won the Stanley Cup in since 1967, I think.
Statistics would say then it's just another year, there are a lot of years of losses. Right.
It's their turn.
Yeah.
It's their turn. It has to be. Like statistics show that it is their turn.
I'm not going to argue with math.
No. Math has been mathing, and that's what math says, that this is the year that they will win the Stanley Cup.
I did, when we left, it was 2-0. And then when I went back down for a beer.
It is now.
It's not 2-1.
Yeah,
so we're getting a little bit. It's
not great.
So don't go down for a beer again.
Yeah.
It might be 3-2. It's you.
If I had never left, they would have never scored that goal.
That's true. Yeah. Also, I just want to say, great job everyone on the green coordination we've got going on.
We got the email ahead of time asking how to dress.
Yeah,
right?
I'm so glad. Thank you to everyone on set for participating in the wardrobe coordination. Also, Mom's got her Craftopia on. Craftopia season two, stream on Woo-hoo! Crave and HBO Max.
We're confused at what we're marketing. A little bit of this,
a little bit of that. Well, the merch isn't for sale because I don't own the IP, and that's a super good reason to get sued. So they're just for friends and family.
Personal use only.
Yep. Personal use only. I get it.
Like Mom DIY.
Like, why are you only personal use?
I'm the top person.
Also, I guess like your Instagram, Mom DIY, is just for personal use. It's not for business.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, unless the brand wanted to pay.
Yeah, honestly, most of the time Instagram followers.
The price could be 65,000 followers, I think.
Okay, like, whoa, superstar.
65,434.
So Mom DIY is here today. They've been here for the past week. They went to Hawaii and now they're here in LA. And the week has gone by so fast and they're going home
tomorrow.
Really?
Because I feel like it's been a long, long week of work.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy's been participating in only work and slumber this week. Jeremy pulled an all-nighter. And so you woke up on Thursday morning around 7 or 8. Uh-huh. And then you stayed up all of Thursday night, worked all of Friday, and then went to bed on Friday at 11.
That is an all-nighter.
That does classify as an all-nighter. Yeah. That's almost
And I wish it was partying. I wish it was doing something like crazy fun.
Yeah.
One.
Not super fun.
Twerking.
You look much better today.
Thank you.
Yeah, you look much better. Yesterday didn't look so hot.
I didn't feel so hot.
No,
your eyes
look so
are
hot.
white, not red.
Yeah, your eyes are white today, so that's an upgrade from yesterday.
I don't think you're supposed to stare at anything for like a 36-hour period.
Yeah, I'd say probably not.
No.
I would say probably
no,
not.
No.
So, Mom has been here enjoying every moment of having her grand dog here.
It's true.
It's been great. And PSA, thank you everyone for getting vaccinated because Dad DIY has not been here.
Two years.
So he hasn't seen Jeremy or he hasn't seen Moose in 2 years. So we're so happy. We feel safe traveling and we've had a great time.
So for every single person who got vaccinated, yes, that is a personal thank you from Mom and Dad DIY.
It's so important.
And Remacky DIY and Moose DIY from our family to yours. Thank you. We love you. And now my parents are here.
Yeah, it's been great.
Mom, you can speak a little bit louder, I think.
Okay.
No, I would just move the mic closer.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's hard too because when you turn.
I turn.
That's why we lose audio.
You have to be like bad social skills and like
I know.
Speak like
And
this
kind of speak
here.
Like yeah. this when you turn. Kind of like you have no neck.
Maybe I should just move myself.
That's good.
Oh, yeah, that works. Yeah, she's done frame. Okay. Ooh, yeah, that works.
That's
yeah.
good.
That works.
And I have a nice comfy corner here now.
Yeah, I know you had a corner. Okay, so I asked you guys on. Wait, I feel like we need to do housekeeping. Is there anything to talk about?
Housekeeping?
Yeah, housekeeping.
Yeah, we had a week of family.
You had a work of a week.
I had a work week, and we had a week of family.
Yeah. And so what have we been doing?
But I've decided that Monday, since my boss has taken off, I'm going to borrow a little bit of his day off.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
like when one part, you know, the boss is gone, I'll just you know,
also be gone.
Yeah, a little bit. Not fully gone. Just like phone it in a little bit.
I bought another NFT. So we're going to pretend this is my first NFT because the real first one ended, I got bamboozled. Okay. And I'm being honest with you guys, I got bamboozled and I don't feel good about it. So this is my first actual
NFT. Was it your fault or was it Tiff's fault?
I didn't do my due diligence.
Don't throw Tiff under the bus.
Tiff and Matt introduced me. Yes, exactly. I swiped the card.
And to be fair, Tiff and Matt really swiped the card.
They really swiped the card. So I'm in a much better place financially than they are because they really swiped the card that day. And so we all got bamboozled, but they got bamboozled worse.
Do you want to talk about your panda?
I got a panda. I got a Powerpuff Panda NFT.
Although I will say, the moment you got a panda, you saw the penguin.
Oh my God. But the penguin is over $3,000.
So you always just want to upgrade them to get a better animal?
I think they're more like two or three.
I think, yeah, you're right. So they're $6,000 or $9,000. Like $6,000 or $9,000 for a
digital. So what's wrong with the panda?
No, the panda's great. Okay. He's just not worth as much as the penguin.
To who? I mean, you know.
Well, to literally all of blockchain the world.
All of blockchain? Yeah. Okay.
Blockchain.
Do you want to talk about your panda? Why'd you get a panda?
Honestly, I saw, they're just really cute. No, actually, here's the main reason is that they're a women-led NFT project, which are very slim to none in the NFT space. So I wanted my actual first one to be women-led and they're kawaii as fuck. And so I feel like that's just like a perfect amalgamation of everything that I love.
So your bamboozled one didn't count as your first one then? Okay.
Yeah.
Bamboozled one does not count.
And that was kawaii as fuck.
Yeah, kawaii
calf. As fuck. Good old calf.
Yeah. With a K, calf.
Are you excited about it?
I'm so excited about it.
Are you gonna get a World of Women or what's up?
I'm gonna get a World of Women next, but that one's a little bit more expensive. So wow. I gotta do some.
So
you
have to buy the WoW before this comes out.
I gotta buy the, oh fuck, I do because that'll, what do you mean? Why? Why do you think? Because does that mean everyone will go buy it?
Maybe.
It's a lot. That one's a lot. That one will actually be between 3,000 and 6,000.
Okay, is it not worth it?
No, it is worth it. Mm-hmm. Also, that's a World of Women. So like maybe I'll just go on like a women-led NFT journey.
I think it'd be a pretty short journey currently.
I've bought it. That's it too. Right. I'll be two for two of women.
Two stops.
I would love for that to say that it's going to change. Currently it would be a line segment of a journey.
Yeah. Right. So I actually will have all of the women led NFT projects on the internet.
Until you start your own.
Right. Until I start my own. Yeah, we can make moose NFTs.
Mooses.
He's a boy though.
Wait, World of Mooses.
No, but he's a boy, but I'm
okay. You're going to lead it.
It's,
all right.
It's by me.
Okay. I'd buy that one.
You would buy an NFT?
A moose one.
To be fair, I actually did mint an NFT of moose.
You did?
I did.
But you did?
I did it. It's like on a private server, but it's there.
But it's there. Yeah.
I've got it.
You actually chose a really random and like not very flattering photo of Bubbies and he...
There is not a not flattering picture of Bubbies.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cute.
Bubbies looks right in every photo, you're right.
I used it as like a test on like this new product we built. Yeah, but it's still there. So that'll be there for a long time. Yeah.
So it's a one of a kind.
It is a one of one.
A one of one.
It's a one of one. Just like Moose.
Moose is a one of one.
He is.
Yeah. Babe, today at the mall, we ran into this really old lady who also had a bull terrier and she came sprinting at us. As fast as an old lady can sprint, she was at top speed coming towards us.
A lot of arms.
How old was this old lady? 60?
No, okay. You're 60. No. Oh no, like she was old to the point where
she's 60
like,
in 10 years.
Okay. She had the old lady, like the stereotypical like old lady white puff hair, you know what I mean?
Right, where it's
like,
right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sorry to all our white lady puff hair listeners.
She goes to the hairdresser every week
to get her puff lady
set. Her puff
what? Washed and set.
My grandma used to do that. It was clockwork.
Clockwork,
like
yeah.
Like Thursday at 8:30 in the morning or something ridiculous.
And then it lasts the whole week.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Nana does that. Nana goes to the hairdresser once a week. She likes going.
It's a little outing. Yeah. Very exciting.
Did my mother or my grandmother ever wash her hair? Did she just never wash her own hair?
No, they don't do that. They just go to the hairdresser.
And also, they've earned that right in their life. They've washed their hair for so many years that they tap on their like, great.
They have. I'm not going to get in the way of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I wonder, I think you'll
it's
have
a- It's not a blowout, actually.
Oh, is it not a blowout?
They put rollers in their hair.
Yeah,
And they sit underneath one of those little machines. Head dryers.
Like an hour, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you say, wow.
I sit under the spaceship head machines, too.
Oh, do you?
It's to process blonde faster when you have bleach in your hair. Yeah, because it's heat.
I couldn't do that.
Oh, it's fun.
I'm surprised you don't feel like claustrophobic.
Well, it's just the spaceship on the top of your head. You're not in it. Like it doesn't cover like your eyes or anything.
I wouldn't like that.
You find out what's going on with the other ladies in the hairdresser.
But you know what it is? I think I'm just too tall for whatever machine they've got. I guess, so I would just be like.
I think you're going to have a full, I think when you are dead at like I mean, I'm hoping that you're going to make it past. I would like to die before you.
You've made that clear.
I don't think that I would be emotionally okay if he went first. The same way that like I know.
Yeah,
that-
but who would survive better on their own? Because I would survive better on my own than dad would survive on his own.
I think
he'd last till supper time.
Right, and then he'd be dead.
And then he'd be pacing around the kitchen wondering what to do.
We always make the joke that my parents broke up once in their relationship for like what was it, a couple hours?
An afternoon.
Yeah.
And he was calling to get back together by supper time. Coincidentally.
Sounds about right.
Around dinner.
Around dinner time.
See, I'm pretty good at ordering food.
You're really good at ordering food.
The problem is I would survive just fine, but you wouldn't be thrilled with the way that I survived.
Right.
You'd be like, this is the way you're choosing to, you just do
my,
this.
My like ghost would be in the corner of the house and be like, unload the dishwasher. Unload the dishwasher, organize the forks.
Or use a dish that needs real utensils.
Yeah. Oh yeah, my dad was king of the non-reusable plate cycle.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I would just.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, big fan.
Oh,
paper plates always.
Right?
Oh, and McDonald's.
Oh yeah.
And pizza and subs. Oh my gosh.
And no wonder he had a heart surgery. Jesus.
I ate plenty of subs in my day.
Yeah.
I love a sub. I was on Instagram the other day. Someone was saying that their like drunk go-to food of choice is not Mr. Sub, not Subway. What's the other one?
What's Mr. Sub?
What?
Never heard of it.
Never had Mr. Sub?
Never.
Subway
and
Mike's.
No, Jersey Mike's. Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's.
Someone's saying that their drunk food of choice is Jersey Mike's.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually Kate.
But you know what? A nice hunk of thick bread with meat and cheese on it. I mean,
I guess.
Yeah.
I just feel like sometimes there's like every time you have a sketchy sub like that, there's a small chance that something sketchy is actually happening in the sub and that you may regret it.
I will not take this sandwich slander.
Okay, remember when Subway, their tuna melt, and they said there was actually 0% tuna in the tuna melt?
Okay, if you're going for high quality tuna, maybe not go to Subway.
There's no tuna.
Maybe not go to a place that the tuna's been sitting in the same container.
There is no tuna.
Okay, maybe not go to the place where everything is sitting in the container for 12 hours. Like the chicken breasts that are like dyed to look like chicken.
Right.
When you know that was just like, they just shredded a bunch of meat up and were like, let's form this.
Mom, okay. what's your sub order?
My sub order? I rarely get a sub.
I
was just thinking, why she gets Jersey Mike's is because they don't have poutine in America.
Oh my God.
If they had poutine in America, then that would be her go-to
food. Feel like you say poutine kind of weird. Like I say like poutine. And poutine. You really emphasize on the poo. Yeah, the poutine.
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 That's supposed to poutine. Yeah. Poutine.
Well, then the French are like poutine.
What are they like?
Poutine.
That sounds like
poutine.
Vladimir.
Yeah. Mr. Putin. Okay, but like if you had to order a sub, what would your sub order be?
Meatball sub with cheese.
Ooh, that's a good choice.
Oh, yeah, they can't go wrong with that.
I really want to see a picture of just Putin eating
poutine. Some poutine.
Yeah. Like if he had a sense of humor, that's what he would have a picture of.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
right?
Okay, there are a couple of premises going on here, though, that he had a sense of humor.
Right.
Number two, he's big time into fitness, right? Like you ever see how lean he is? And he's an athlete.
Vladimir Putin.
Big time into
shirtless on horses. For sure.
Yeah, shirtless on horses. That's why he does that. He's big time into that.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'd be sitting down with
maybe miniature
big plate
horses,
of French fries.
Do you think if I googled shirtless, it would come up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin shirtless.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
You just said Vladimir Putin.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I can't imagine that he would eat a big pile of French fries with cheese curds and gravy. I'm not envisioning it.
Right. Vladimir Putin does not eat Putin.
What do you think he does? Does it look like he does?
No, I guess not.
No.
And it'd be insulting if we knew that he really didn't eat it. And he had a picture of Putin.
Yeah.
I can't believe there's actually shirtless pictures.
Yeah, shirtless pics of Putin.
Of Putin, yeah. What's your suborder?
That's what he prides himself on.
Is the fitness?
Yeah. My suborder?
Yeah, what's your suborder?
Chicken bacon ranch. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Lettuce and avocado.
Oh.
That's it. Don't touch it with the salt and pepper. Don't put the banana peppers on there. Don't put the tomatoes on.
No bee peppers.
Actually, every once in a while, I'll put tomatoes on and then I eat my first bite and I go, I do this. And I throw them off.
Yeah.
But I go, today's going to be the day I'm going to be an adult. I'm going to eat some vegetables on this thing. Never do.
I don't know why we try and do that to ourselves. Yeah.
Lauren and I continually know better and don't.
That's when I really feel the most love and connected to Jeremy is when we're eating sandwiches and we're silently picking off our tomatoes together. Just.
I want this, I want that. It's
too bad it's not like the pickle thing where you don't like pickles, so then I got double pickles.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's not in the cards for
One of us should like tomatoes.
One of us should like tomatoes.
Like, so what do you put on a salad? Lettuce?
Yeah.
Well, the salad is salad.
No, cucumbers.
Oh, no.
I'll eat a cucumber. I wouldn't pick it off, but I wouldn't put it in.
Okay, so shredded carrots.
Yeah, shredded carrots.
Carrots, fine, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Croutons, croutons.
That's not a vegetable.
That's my favorite vegetable is croutons.
I'm a big crouton fan.
I'm a big crouton fan.
Yeah, so I would want some avocado. So bacon's great.
Bacon's great, yeah.
Bacon's great, yeah. Bacon bits. Yeah.
Bacon bits. What,
keep going, these are good.
Avocado I put on a salad.
Oh, yeah, I love avocado.
Beets. I randomly like beets peppers? In a salad.
Oh, yeah, but Dwight Schrute of you.
Pickled beets.
No.
Peppers?
God. Yeah, the red ones, right? Okay, the purpley
yeah.
ones?
Yeah, the ones you get in a jar.
Yeah.
Pickled beets.
Yeah, mm-mm. pickled beets. Peppers are a no.
Anything with vinegar
no.
for me is a no.
Yeah, Jeremy doesn't do vinegar. Anything.
No vinegar. It's gross.
Yeah. What else? What other vegetables are there? Oh, onions? No. Hard pass. No,
I don't
want
onions.
No onions.
I don't know why anyone would want that.
Yeah, that's gross. That's offensive.
Stanky.
That's offensive.
Unless it's on Chippos.
Oh, in the form of like a
sour cream.
Yeah, that's processed.
No,
what about what about an onion ring?
Oh yeah, an onion ring. Yeah.
Well, really, fry anything.
Yeah, fry anything.
Yeah, you batter and fry anything. Yeah.
Like I won't
what
eat octopus.
Okay, but what about a fried del pecal?
No.
Oh.
No.
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 I mean, that would still be that's a strong taste that you'd still be getting on the inside.
It's, yeah, vinegar.
I know,
pickly.
But it's battered and it's deep fried and it's crunchy on the outside.
Deep fried Oreos.
I would deep fry. Didn't you have deep fried butter once?
We had deep fried butter at the X.
Was it weird?
Yeah.
I
ate one piece, but I wouldn't eat. We all just had like one piece just to try it.
Is it a stick?
It was a chunk.
Oh, so like.
And
like
I think it was battered.
Balls?
Yeah. And then I think it was battered, deep fried and drizzled with chocolate, I think is how it was.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
It was too much. Any one of those things would have been good.
You would just think about, okay, for that many grams of fat and that many grams of sugar, you want something really, really good.
Like a cheesecake.
And it wasn't that. Like it was not worth what you were eating.
Right. How do they make deep fried ice cream?
I genuinely don't know. That
makes no sense to me.
Oh, I think they just put it in the fryer, like really, really.
But you would think
really,
that would
really
like
fast.
Just like disintegrate so fast and just melt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they just batter it, put it in, like, you know, when you have like baked Alaska,
right.
The ice cream doesn't melt. It's like that
I guess,
kind of
yeah,
thing,
that's true.
Right?
Oh, baked Alaska is so good.
I can't remember the last time I had one of those, but yes.
Yeah, me either. Either.
Interested regardless.
Yeah, we feel like we should go watch an episode of like how it's made on deep fried ice cream.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty
I really just want to eat it.
Yeah, we're not going to have it at home.
You're right. Okay, fine. Today? We'll just enjoy the fair.
Roll up some balls.
Can you imagine if you came back to our house and we had a deep fryer? I know people with deep fryers.
Do you think it'd work in the air fryer?
Oh, yeah. I wonder
spray
what would happen. Yeah,
it
a little Pam. A little parchment paper. Oh, that would be fun.
Only one way to find out.
Yeah, only one way to find out.
Also, I heard that there's a Canadian. Big, what's the British show? There's a great Canadian baking show.
And you know what? They are so nice to each other.
On the Canadian one?
On the Canadian one. It almost makes you weep. Like they start jumping in and helping each other out. How can I help you? Do you want me to ice that for you?
Aww.
And then if somebody drops their finale piece on the ground, everyone comes rushing over and helps
Canada.
Them try to salvage it. It's, I love
That's
it.
That's so
I love
wholesome.
It. I loved it even more than... Okay, wow. The British one. Okay,
yeah.
But one of the judges not Eugene Levy, the
Dan
son.
Levy.
Dan Levy. Was
oh, we love Dan
he
Levy.
He was not the judges. He was one of the hosts.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
in
yeah.
though.
Yeah, Jeremy's in now. We love Dan Levy.
Yeah. You should have started with that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's really funny. On
oh,
it. Yeah.
wait, wow. I wonder if we can get that here.
A gem. If you can get CBC Gem, you
what
can watch it on Gem. Gem is.
We don't have Gem.
Yeah, we don't have Gem.
Okay. CBC is what, Canadian Broadcast Company?
Yeah.
We don't get CBC.
No, oh my God, I've actually
but Gem
tried
is
to.
Gem is watching it online though. It's like an app.
No. I tried to watch something from CBC, I think maybe on Gem on the website, and they were like, not available in your country.
Oh.
And I was like, this is how Canadians must feel every single day.
I know, that happens to me all the time. I want to watch like Saturday Night Live and it's like NBC. Oh, not available in
not
your country.
Available.
Nope.
That's so rude.
Yeah.
For yeah, I know.
As on behalf of America, I'm
my
sorry.
Bad.
So yeah. Anyway, it's fabulous, but oh, too bad. You can't watch it.
Wait, we could VPN, right? We could VPN?
We could
VPN. Sorry, VPN.
Yeah, you could VPN. You could if you download VPN. It, use it from VPN because it won't know you're in America.
Is this maybe this is an episode where you have ExpressVPN as a sponsor? If not,
we don't.
Oh, just kidding.
We haven't for a long time.
Okay. Oh, they dropped us?
Yeah.
Yikes.
They dropped us and they do a lot of spending.
They do a lot of spending and that's just not us anymore. Okay. So I think appropriately, as my parents are here, I wanted to ask you guys about your biggest horror and nightmare stories of your parents-in-law. So mother-in-law, father-in-law, your boyfriend, significant others, your girlfriend, significant others, whatever the dynamic may be. And y'all did not disappoint.
So the benefit of this, the primary purpose is so that Greg and I look really great as potential in-laws. Oh, well, we didn't do that. We didn't do that either. Yeah. And we didn't do that other thing either.
I'll send it to Donna and be like, hey, didn't do any of this.
Right. Don't do any of this. Here's the checklist of things that you need to not do.
I mean, from the one you told me earlier, I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. No. I can't foresee either of our parents, you know, kind of executing these types of things.
Yeah. I mean, like over the course of a lifetime, it's like everyone's got the chance to do something stupid, but some of them, I'm like, that's just weird.
Oh, you have no idea. You have no idea.
We'll find out.
Yeah. Okay. So I have some rapid fire ones. Okay. So I like posted on Instagram asking just like with the little question box, but those max out, I think like, I don't know, 12 to 15 words. And that was not enough space for people to write their stories.
To write novelettes.
Oh, I have novels. Oh my God. So anyway, so I have some rapid fire ones of people who are able to summarize just like an overview of their in-law nightmare.
I feel like summarizing this would be very difficult sometimes.
Oh, people were like, hey, can I give you a DM? And I was like, oh my God, yeah. Like I get, yeah.
It started
yeah.
back in 2005.
Right, yeah, right. Well, like one of them was like, oh, so my boyfriend and I, or my significant other and I have been married for 9 years and I still haven't met their family because of da-da-da-da, like stuff like that. Like she is nuts. So anyway, we should take a moment to be very grateful for our parents right now because there's some, prepare yourself
Let's
for
do
some
it.
Bullshit.
Let's do it.
So I don't have these all in a particular order. So I've got our first rapid fire ones.
Before we do this, I just have to be curious. What do you think you're going to do as a mother-in-law that will be overbearing to whoever?
Right, because we would all have something.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it depends. This is going to be sexist as hell.
Okay, good.
But it would start. It would start depending on if we had, you know, what our offspring would identify as.
Okay, uh-huh.
That's where we would start, and then I guess it would depend also on how they turned out as a as an individual in the dating world.
Okay, let's get back to you.
What kind of person they were bringing home?
What kind of person?
I mean, like, oh God, Jesus Christ! I'm walking myself into a corner here.
Yeah. What kind of person?
What kind of person?
No, would you just have a hard time responding?
Yeah,
to
that's what, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. What do you feel like you'd be so So okay, so
here's racism, homophobia, sexism.
Sure. But that's more on them. You.
Well, I think that if my child brought home someone that was like wildly like sexist, homophobic, et cetera, racist.
All right, fine. What's the thing? If they were a normal person, you'd be like, I'm weird. Sorry.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Cause I was going to say, where I was going with that is that I would pop the fuck off. I'd have no filter.
Yes, I know. I mean, I'm thinking, what's the thing that you're going to do? That's crazy. When they did not deserve it.
When they did not deserve it. Uh-huh. I mean, I'm a stickler for like timeliness. Like I think people who are perpetually late is really rude and a waste of people's time.
Right.
So I think that I would get more annoyed than other individuals potentially about major lateness.
Okay.
I think, and also just like, I've been raised in the world as you have too, in the world of like thank you cards and traditional like manners. Mm. And I don't know, maybe by the time we have children and they're old, like
thank you cards are gone.
Thank you cards are totally gone. And we've got like thank you NFTs that you send.
I'd like that Moose NFT.
I'd like that Moose NFT.
That's a one of one.
We'll
see. Yeah.
And so I don't know. I guess it depends like what the world is looking like then.
What a way to dance around that answer.
I just don't know. There's too many moving variables here. I don't know.
I already know my issue will be. My issue will be if I ask questions I want to know the answer to.
Yeah.
That they're like, and just not good at just like.
Bullshit
communicating. Yeah. I think bullshit just communicating. I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just sit here for the rest of my life.
I think also too, if they didn't like my dog, they wouldn't be invited back.
Well, that's,
get the fuck over it.
There's some non-starters.
No,
that's
a
like
non-starter.
On the list of like sexism, racism, dogism,
moose-ism.
That's right.
And what if they're a cat person, Lauren?
That's okay. They just can't bring their cat to my house.
Okay.
For me, my little Jeremy.
Yeah.
Just take this moment really
right over here. A couple of constructive criticism pieces. No.
My issue is sometimes expressing my opinion when it's not wanted.
Unsolicited advice.
Yeah.
What about your mom and your dad?
Nana, Nana and Papa?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Like, I'm not just saying this because I'm biased.
Right.
But my parents, honestly, are such kind, accepting people. Like, honestly,
they had like strangers living in their house all the time because they would just like open their home.
Like, yeah, like once they were coming home from the airport and there was these two girls who hardly spoke English coming to Brock University. They were supposed to connect with somebody and it was nighttime. And so I get up in the morning. They brought these girls home from the airport.
That's to not sleep exactly at their close. House. Is it?
Well, no, they were coming home from Hawaii. So they would have been jet lagged. They would have been traveling all day. And still they said, oh, you can't connect with the people. Come and sleep. Like, that's what kind of people they are. So really, they were no problem as in-laws. And I'm sure Greg would say that. My ex-husband would say that. I'm sure my sister. I think they would all say that my parents were very, very kind to them.
That's good.
Yeah.
So how would they react to Moose-ism? They would accept Moose-ism?
Oh.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
quietly, they would. They wouldn't agree with it, but they wouldn't express their opinion about it.
Nena's a big Moose fan.
Yeah, no, she would hold, she wouldn't say anything. She would just bite her tongue and smile and accept that person.
God, be like Nena.
Yeah, because if I wanted that person in my life, then she would accept who that person was.
That's so nice.
That's what my parents are like.
I think my mom's got pretty... I've never really gone outside the line, but I know there is a line. Yeah. There definitely is one.
But what would she do if you went outside that line? Like, she wouldn't say anything, would she?
I think even when things have gone outside the line, she really took your side and was there for you.
Yeah.
And like, she would never do anything that's like crazy. Like, I can see myself being a crazy bitch if something happened to my kid. You know what I mean? Like,
the way
that I get psycho when people are mean to Moose, like I black out in rage.
She'd be that soccer mom.
Yeah. You know?
Why is my kid benched? He's the best player on this team.
Like, just an absolute gym. I mean, just terrible. Bench rider, terrible. Like, put him out there.
We brought the best snacks this week.
I'm just like, you have to stay home. You can't come anymore. Okay. All right, let's listen to the external crazy.
Okay. So here we go. Right. So now that we've passed the internal crazy.
Yeah. Now that we've really come clean about and honest about how terrible we could be.
Right. Okay. So this one I chose because I can relate. So this person said they don't eat, my in-laws don't eat breakfast. So I starve for 3 days during my first visit. And so my mom and I are someone who like are starving the moment that we roll out of, I'm actually starving 2 hours before I roll
depending
out of bed.
Depending on how late we stay up, Lauren goes, I think I'm gonna go get a snack.
And it'll be like 3 in the morning. We haven't gone to bed yet. And I'm starving.
She'll go from doing that thing where she tries to warm her entire body by creating friction. And so she'll just like rub her legs really hard. Like, you know, like a grasshopper.
Oh, like,
you know?
Yeah.
She cricket. Does that against like, cricket. Yeah. She'll do that against the bed sheets. And then she'll like.
Tell me that doesn't make
which
sense.
Which feels
though.
Like a large earthquake. And then friction. She'll just go, I think I'm hungry.
I don't know how those two ideas are correlated, but
that's because they usually go hand in hand.
Oh yeah. Oh. The amount of times I'm in the middle of an earthquake, which is ended by, I think I'm hungry.
That's the sign of the earthquake ending.
Countless. Yeah. And then she gets up and goes.
Oh, post-earthquake snack.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a lot of work to create an earthquake. Yeah. I'm starving after.
Mm-hmm. There's no breakfast. And then they don't also think that other people also don't eat breakfast.
Yeah. I think that's the issue.
Well, that's just bad hosting.
That's bad hosting. I agree.
I know, but I think that's really easy. Like, I would just make sure before I grocery shopped all my breakfast food so that there would be food in the house. And then I would just say something like, oh, you know, I have very particular dietary requirements. So I hope you don't mind that I just bought some of the things that I need to eat.
Okay. But do you think the in-laws would potentially be offended that like their food wasn't good enough?
Oh, so there is breakfast food in the house?
No. So
they're thinking back to the other scenario where there wasn't even breakfast food in the house to be had. There wasn't like a bowl of cereal or anything.
Well, I think that's what they're saying is that like, so if I went to go visit at Jeremy's home and Jeremy's home didn't eat breakfast and
I would just get up and eat breakfast.
But there's no breakfast food.
Oh, then I would bring it with me.
You would pack breakfast food in your suitcase?
I would go to the grocery store and then I would buy, or else I would, I would disguise it in a nice way. I would bring food for everybody. That's really just for me, knowing that I'm, oh, look what I just thought you might want a fruit platter, and I might, oh, thought you, yeah, might want these danishes.
Here's a bottle of champagne for dinner.
Oh, and here's some croissants.
Yeah, I
want
to pick up some snacks. Yeah,
like it looks
appetizer.
Like it looks like you're buying food for everybody, but it's to nourish yourself. Because I couldn't do that. Like
I would die.
I would, yeah.
We'd perish.
And then it would ruin the visit.
Because you'd perish.
Because you wouldn't be talking to anybody. You'd be focused on food.
Also, you'd just be in a bad mood. If you were starving and hungry.
Hangry.
Yeah. I wonder if, I guess my thought is anyone who doesn't eat breakfast knows that's a choice, right?
Yeah.
Because everyone in the rest of the world's eating breakfast. So I wonder if it's almost like we don't eat breakfast because it's better than eating breakfast. And it's like almost like you want to eat breakfast?
Oh my God.
Oh, you like know? That fasting thing.
Yeah, just, I guess if you like just ignore science.
Oh, you don't intermittent fast. Okay, got it. I see. So you don't care about your health.
Right.
I see.
Oh, okay.
Fine. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm with you. I couldn't do it.
I would die. I would literally die.
No.
And also too, I feel like there's a scary element there that if you weren't able to like hide it as something else, disguise it, if you only went and got breakfast food, I feel like a crazy in-law could also be like, oh, my food's not good enough. Like you don't want my food. And that'd be a scary situation.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer to this. I mean,
I'm with you. If I want something and it's not in front of me, I just order it. Always. So I'm with you. If you just want something, just order it.
Yeah, just get it.
Just get it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But I that would be stressful. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
All right, next up. His mom went through my phone when I wasn't around.
That's just weird. It's weird.
Mom sighs out of disgust.
Wow.
I think in our relationship have like, not an open phone policy, but like there is nothing on my phone that you can't see. And outside
but share a one password.
I know, literally.
Yeah.
I know, so like, the thought though of your mom going, I mean also too, because like your mom and I have like differing opinions on some things. Like if your mom went through my phone, I would go home.
And then what is she looking for? That's the underlying issue.
Yeah.
Like why is she doing that?
Also,
what is she looking for? Is she looking to see whether you're saying bad things to your friends about her while she's there? Like what's she looking for?
Is she looking for something against her? The kid, something
right,
else.
Or if you're cheating, or if you're sending nudes.
Also, the last person I want someone to tell me that's bad about you is my mom after she's looked through your phone.
Oh, right. Like you don't want your mom delivering information to you.
Like
because
if
she
my
saw-
mom was like, oh, Sherry, come here. And like, walked-
as I was looking through her phone.
Yeah. I was like, wait, can you take two steps back? Because like, are you just going to be honest about the fact that you looked at the phone? Or are you going to be like, so I have this feeling that...
That on Tuesday of November, that maybe there was something said to this person specifically a Twitter DM.
So would you guys address it directly? Or would you just surreptitiously keep your phone in your back pocket all the time so kind of everybody knew? Like, would you deal with it directly or would you just let it slide?
Ooh, I don't know.
I don't know either. I really don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because, oh man. Because you have two options, really. Well, three. Ignore it. Tell the other person to deal with it or you deal with it. But all are bad.
I think that I would tell my boyfriend to deal with it. I think I would. If your mom did that in this scenario, I think I would tell you to deal with it. Because you have a wider variety of vocabulary and tones that you can use with your family.
I think you'd
than
be scared of what I would say to my mom if we found that out.
Yeah, but I'd rather you do it than me.
Yeah.
I also am much less confrontational than you are. So like the thought of having to say that, to one, have that conversation, and then to two, have that conversation with my boyfriend's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be at the bottom of my list of things I'd want to do in my life.
So what are you gaining by confronting the situation?
To never do it the fuck again.
Oh, you don't think hiding your phone does that?
No,
okay.
No. I would want them to feel mortified. That'd be my goal.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd want them to feel mortified and caught and guilty.
Okay.
Caught red-handed.
All three?
Yeah, three of them.
Okay.
What would you do?
Oh, I'd handle it.
You would handle it like if directly. If my
Gail, never please look through my phone.
Well,
again.
I would just. It would just need to be a. I need to know. Like, I would just need to know like what the issue was, and have to.
So more like, what were you looking for?
Yeah, could address it from.
Well, I'd be like,
yeah,
just like, hey, there's got to be something that's upsetting you. Yeah. There has to be.
Yeah, and then you could use the I words. What have I done wrong
right.
that you think that I would be up to something underhand right. that you felt you needed to use my phone?
The good yes. old I word. The
good old I word. It's, yeah. it's me.
But also, maybe there is something that they think they need to look for that's not actually a problem.
Still not okay?
Totally. But at least then there's like a, we can have a conversation right. around that not being a thing as yeah. opposed to like, we'll just live in this. We'll just stew in this forever.
Right. This right. issue.
I like that.
Okay, they said we had to have a minimum 600 person. Oh wait, they said we had to have minimum 600 people at our wedding or they wouldn't support it. And so I don't have context here on like who's footing the bill for 600 people.
Right.
But,
well, if they want 600 people there, they could support it.
Oh my God. This is the same person who said the mom went through the phone. This is the same person. Holy shit. Oh my God. That's fucking insane. Oh girl, you got to get out of there. You got to get out of there.
Okay. But you know how in some scenarios for the parents, it's because they and their family have been invited to so many weddings.
Right.
When the wedding happens, mm-hmm. they need to pay it back. And that's customary. So I think that that's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, a person who had two other people at their wedding.
Yeah, mom had two people at their wedding.
There's four of us. And But I think that's ridiculous. But I can understand where that comes from. It's not absolutely ridiculous when you think of these families that have this wide circle and they're invited to all these weddings. And so the expectation in the community is a pay that back.
Right. I guess if you're in a community, because we have one friend who goes to a wedding of 400 people every single weekend. Like it's their entire community goes to everyone else's wedding. So like that makes sense if you're in that community. But if you were being brought into that community and you were footing the bill, that's terrifying.
So I think in that scenario, you'd have to elope.
Oh, or you just don't have a wedding.
Yeah. You just
all or nothing.
I would love to be the caterer in the city with 600 person weddings.
Would you though? That feels really like
well, I'd love to own the catering company.
There you go. You don't want to be the server.
You don't want to serve up to 600
dudes. No.
Okay. My ex-boyfriend's mom once told me after her son cheated on me that men go after fair-toned women. That's just blatant racism.
This was after they broke up.
Yeah. Once told me after her son cheated on me that men. Yeah. So they had broken up because she found out that the boyfriend had cheated on her and the mom came in to reiterate that men only go after fair toned women.
That one. What? I mean, huh? I have a feeling that this mom thought she was being helpful.
To who? The son?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry. It's not because he didn't like you. It's just because.
Yeah. I genuinely. Yeah. Wait.
She was like, don't feel bad about it. It's because you're not white.
Yeah. I genuinely think that she thought she was being helpful.
Oh, I didn't even think about it like that. Because, like, that's not an option in my brain. And, like, oh my God.
I think she thinks she's being helpful. She's
That's just a wash. It's an ex-boyfriend. She's not in your life. Just.
Yeah, bye. Next.
Oh, thank you for that feedback. Thank you so much. Yeah. That was really helpful.
Much better now.
I'm going to
use some
that.
Darker foundation and maybe that lighter foundation.
Lighter foundation, maybe that'll help. Yeah.
Okay, here's another one relating to race a little bit. So my boyfriend, after 10 years, said his mom questioned his decision with me because I don't have birthing hips. I'm a 5-foot Asian. I just want everyone to know that my 5'2 Asian mother who does not have birthing hips pushed me out without an epidural.
No, nothing. No medication. Nothing.
No epidural.
Au natural. Completely natural.
That's insane. Like a little questionable, to be honest. Like it makes me like, why is your body like that? That you can do that? I want to feel nothing.
I mean, was this in 1943? What was the?
Oh no, this is now.
Like, do birthing hips even exist in a world of modern medicine?
I think the only time a birthing hip doesn't exist or apply is when someone's got a literal injury that they cannot birth because of like a hip injury. It's not because of their width.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not really a thing.
It's not a thing anymore.
Was
yeah.
that a conversation
it's like
though?
You'll
when
get
you're
a
younger?
Cold if your hair is wet, that kind right. of thing.
Oh, my dad lived by that. My dad and
really?
My dad's mom. The amount of times that I heard that in my life, and also too, he was like, "Oh, if you eat chocolate, you get acne." Like those two things paired together,
well,
like cold and
can't that with dairy in general?
Yeah, but like it's much bigger than just chocolate bars.
Well, I agree, of course. Yeah. But like I think there's more there.
There's more there for sure. Yeah.
There's at least a like, roundabout
right,
connection.
Or like excess sugar and fat. Like that makes sense. Like there's right. you're right. There's more science there than
and like, hey, if your hair is wet, you're going to get a cold.
You're gonna get sick. You're gonna
what?
Yeah, exactly. I guess I feel like that doesn't correlate though, just because your hips are wider, right? That means you're...
Well, I think just in general, if you were just like super small and like there, you don't have any like before C-sections, I don't know.
Well, and I think her mom is probably 5 foot Asian as well and gave birth to her.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, right. If you're 5 foot Asian, you probably came from a five foot Asian.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Statistics would say you'd be probably close to that.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. My mother-in-law said we shouldn't bother with a wedding because there's nothing to celebrate because it's not real.
What's not real?
The relationship.
Oh, we'll send you photos after, Mom. Yeah. 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 One less dinner to pay for.
Moms are real bold sometimes. Are there any dads in the list?
Yeah. Mostly moms, honestly.
How come?
You know what? It is so, I think it's because I have a like 95% female demographic. So it's mostly women giving answers of their mother-in-laws.
There's got to be crazy father-in-laws out there.
Oh, I'm sure. Show up to the first date with like guns and stuff. Like that's what I picture.
Yeah. I would rather like someone's dad show up to the date with like guns than say something racist.
We're both processing that.
Okay. So you want him to come at you with a firearm
than racism?
I honestly feel like I'm more used to the firearm conversation. I'm like, you like guns?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen that one before.
Oh my God, we were at the beach the other day, and my mom, who is pretty liberal, we were in an area that leans Republican, and
leans
Republican.
Orange County isn't lean Republican.
They're wildly Republican.
It's red as hell.
And so anyway, we were on the beach and there was a super nice couple, not to say that Republicans aren't nice, but we were having this conversation with this great couple and they had two really cute dogs. No, I told you this already. And he was wearing this shirt that had a massive American flag on it and all the stripes of the American flag were guns. And so like, obviously I'm sure that he's got his personal stances on things like gun control and things that my mom probably would not agree on.
Ironically. It could have just been like a funny inside joke.
I don't think he was wearing it ironically.
He also had a gun tattoo, an American flag tattoo on his arm.
Okay, so the joke is really alive and well.
We're really committing. Yeah. And so like mom being a liberal, I was like, please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. Please don't say anything. Please don't get us in a fight. He's going to whip out his gun. I was like, please, please, please be neutral. Please be independent right now. It's going to be fine. And it was fine. It really was fine. But I didn't notice
the shirt.
I know, right? that's even more terrifying. She didn't see the shirt and I was like, this could go really poorly, really quickly.
Was there any interaction at all?
What do you mean?
Was there an interaction?
Oh, we were just talking about dogs.
We talked to them for like 15 minutes.
About the dogs.
And that's why I was staring at the shirt and staring at her and I was like, oh, this is a scenario.
See, like I said, I think the gun shirt's a lot better. Can you imagine if the shirt was like, animals shouldn't be allowed in homes? That'd be a problem.
So you see how unifying animals are,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, they bring us together. They balance unified. The political scale.
Can you
scale?
Imagine if... In World War II, a just trough of puppies appeared.
Every time there was a battle
and just golden retrievers would run out into the middle.
Yeah. Or if every soldier
Bull terriers.
General Patton had a bull terrier.
Really?
Yeah.
We should have led with that fun fact.
Yeah, General Patton had a bull terrier. If every soldier had a puppy in like a baby carrier on the front of them, there would be nothing but peace in the world.
Can you imagine? Only an absolute terrorist would shoot at a person holding a puppy.
That's true.
I don't make up the rules.
And then I think the rest of the world would come together to violence doesn't solve everything, but to kill that person who had killed the puppies.
We just solved world peace.
We just, wow. Here on the Wild Till 9 podcast.
We're done. Yeah. Okay.
Everyone holds a puppy.
Bye, everybody. Bye,
oh my God. Okay. So, I mean, that just sounds like a really bitchy mother-in-law. And you know what? You should have the wedding and just not invite her.
Yeah. It sounds like the wedding isn't a value.
You're not a value, bitch. Stay home.
Well, back to Jeremy's point though, about the looking through the phone.
Yeah.
You would, in all seriousness, address what is it about me that is causing you to dismiss this wedding.
I think like, although that sounds like a really rational conversation to us, someone whose mother-in-law is already like initiating those conversations probably is not a rational human in everything. You know, the way that you do something is the way you do everything. And like,
yeah, I know, but this is the person that you're going to be spending Christmas and Thanksgiving and Easter with for the next whatever, share grandchildren with.
I'm so much more petty than you guys.
But like, you got to address it.
Yeah, it's just, I
would just rather just give them a shitty Easter egg every year for Easter. Like, shitty Easter like basket.
Go and make one, but theirs is the ugly
yeah,
one.
Yeah, everyone would you gets an Easter basket.
You would just drive by and push them out the door and, you know, do a drive by to pick them up and not go in. And
yeah, I don't know. I guess I have to think about it.
Have yeah, to, I think I'd you could be petty for that. Quite some time.
Oh, I could be petty for a long time. Yeah. Shitty Easter basket, oh, here you
while,
come.
Every once in a while, Lauren will just, after it, when I come out, when I crawl out of my office, whatever time, and we sit down, she says, oh, I have to tell you. And we get through the entire story and I go, okay.
And that was it.
And yeah, she did that. Okay.
It's so annoying though, babe. As my boyfriend, you have to just be on board.
You need to say that is terrible.
You say that, wow. You know, that's
I'll say that's terrible and you go, no, it's good. Oh, it's good. It's good. It's good. Yeah. It's good. It's good. Yeah. Yeah. I think sometimes I'm just like, I must have missed the, I missed, I think
missed,
I missed
like,
it.
The punchy, yeah. The punchy yeah, part.
I think I missed, just say it one more time. And, yeah. I, and you say it again, like, ah, I didn't get it one more time. That's, how do you feel about it? It is that. Yeah.
That's also how I feel about it. Yeah. That is mm-hmm. also how I feel mm-hmm. about it. Okay. My boyfriend's mom forced me to give her all of my personal information before we were dating. She made me show her a criminal record check. I'm clean, but who the fuck does that?
Why can't the mom be crazy like everybody else and hire a PI behind their back?
Right, right. Like at least do it you know? Like privately. Yeah.
But like, I almost, not that I think that's normal. It's not. But at least you knew exactly what you're getting into there.
Yeah, that's true.
No one asks that question and you go, what are they going to do with it?
I think that if that was me, I'd ask for the criminal backgrounds of the family that I was signing into of the boyfriend I was dating.
Was it like a politically exposed person that did this? Is there like a backstory?
That's what I was almost wondering. Or whether like there's a mysterious 3-year gap in her life when she tells stories that she did at work or like, so what's behind
to be comfort,
it?
Because if you're so bold as to ask the person directly, that'd be one thing if like you told me, hey, before we go up to see my parents, they're gonna need your social security number, your address, your last 3 licenses, your address. Like it'd be like
credit check.
Cause I would feel uncomfortable, don't get me wrong, but I would feel more uncomfortable if you asked me for all those things, which would be weird.
But don't
like,
get me wrong.
I would almost be like, this is their thing. This is what they like. This is what they do. They want to see that it's clean. Right. Okay. But if you asked me because they needed to know before like we all met, that would be almost weird.
That would be worse. Yeah, that would be worse for sure. This one I feel like I can get slightly behind.
Oh, I'm not getting behind it. I'm not getting behind it.
No, but I mean, if you were a super celebrity, like the last thing that someone wants is like to bring in ex criminal who did like really bad, not okay things, and they end up on the cover of like a magazine or whatever.
I would need a reason in my head.
Is do you have to pay for a criminal record check like that?
It's not, at home, it's not much.
Well, it's not much.
Well, I was going to say, is it publicly available if you just pay for it?
I think there's certain things you have to have a license. Because if you're a private investigator, you can get a license for that. And then you have access to things that are public-ish domain.
But you can't do it on somebody else.
Right.
Oh, you can't.
No.
I was going to say,
you could do it on yourself.
Got it. I was going to say, this feels a little fucked up that I could pay $25 and get like your criminal background check.
No.
Well.
There's ways around it.
I was going to say,
the right people have the right access.
There is a way to do that, yeah.
My ex's mom would let herself into his apartment and pick up his dirty laundry off the floor. It wasn't just one occasion that she walked in the bedroom while I was sleeping, usually while I was in a state of undress. She didn't understand why this is problematic.
Oh, I think that's on him to deal with.
Yeah, 100%.
He enabled that. He didn't set that boundary. I don't think that's... She's to blame for that. I think that's... him to deal with. I think that's all on him.
That's a mama's boy who is still acting like he's 12.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would want to just throw my laundry in the pile with his and maybe it would come back.
Yeah. can you imagine just like-
Yeah, capitalize on that situation.
Just grab some socks off. Yeah.
Actually, some t-shirts.
If you're grabbing them.
Maybe are you doing whites today or darks?
And if you wouldn't mind, these could use just a cool iron when you're done. Yeah.
Right, yeah, so the perspective should be flipped here. There's ways to benefit from this situation.
Yes.
That's just weird. That's overbearing.
Yeah.
Got to 100%.
Okay, here we go. So these ones have a little more context. My ex's brother's girlfriend was convinced. Yeah, so ex's brother's girlfriend. So if they'd gotten married, it would be her sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Was convinced that me and my mom were talking shit about her. So when I was at work, he got onto my MacBook and added his number to my iCloud and then received every text I got for months. Everything that
I
sent.
So the ex boyfriend got on. Who got onto the iCloud account?
Yeah, her ex-boyfriend.
Her ex-boyfriend.
Her significant other. Okay. Yeah, added his number onto her iCloud. So they saw everything that she sent and received. He saw everything that she sent and received. I didn't find out until we broke up and my ex told me. His family found out and didn't even care. Said that I shouldn't be saying anything I didn't want them to read. LOL, they heard all about my period, my IBS, my UTIs, all personal conversations with my mom and friends. He and my ex's brother and the girlfriend got to read them all.
Sounds like good luck or good riddance. Glad it's an ex.
That's a wild, the fact that they defended it with like, oh, well, like you shouldn't be saying anything. You wouldn't want someone. You know,
that's like that like gives me flashbacks of private school. I'm like, no. If we're invading your privacy and we find something you didn't want, like you shouldn't have said.
Right.
You shouldn't have said it. Right. That's such a high school thing to say.
I wonder if they would have thought it was okay though, if they were still going out.
Right.
But this is after maybe a messy breakup. They don't like her. And now it's perfectly okay. Like maybe they wouldn't have thought it was, they wouldn't have thought it was okay at the time.
At the time.
Right. But now,
it was with the mom that they were conspiring to find out what the convo was about with the mom,
That's so fucked. I can just imagine like three people huddling over like and watching and lurking in someone else's iCloud.
It'd be all dog pictures if it was Lauren.
Yeah, I know.
Wow, another dog picture?
Or they'd be like, to Jeremy, like, do you want to see Moose's poop today? It looked pretty healthy. Like, nothing to see here, ladies and gentlemen.
That would end in about, I don't know, five texts.
Right.
You get a notification. This number's no longer on your iCloud. You're like, why was it ever?
I'm offended, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine if you found out and you're just like, let's have some fun.
Right. And you would send crazy stuff. Yeah. Oh my God.
That's weird, unique, but like not confrontational. Right. Just the weirdest.
Or you'd be
thing.
Like, hey, oh my God, did you see Sarah's hair today? Like, yikes, that's not a good haircut. And then Sarah would be lurking.
Did you just see Sarah's hair? Period.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're saying. Yeah. Then Sarah would be reading, being like, oh my God, is my haircut bad? Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. My mother-in-law blamed me for a few years that I'm waiting for her to get too old to enjoy her grandkids, or I'm waiting for her to die before I give her any grandkids. I have PCOS and have been trying for the past 5 years.
Before you said this last part, I was going to say, Lauren, did you submit?
I know,
that was me.
No, that was you. That was you who submitted this. I have PCOS and have been trying for the past 5 years and medically assisted the past year. She didn't believe me until I showed her all my medical bills. She also didn't believe it was expensive till then either. It was all just excuses that I was giving her. Oh, wait, there's more. Oh, this mother-in-law sounds like a horrible person. And another story from a couple years ago. Okay, wait, do we want to unpack that one first before we go into her,
yeah,
her
what
part
a selfish
two?
Mom.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know. Also, like, to be a grandparent, and I know we always joke about this, but like parenthood is the day to day. Like being a grandparent is like, that's like fun things on the weekend and like outings and like fun babysitting and stuff. But like, you can't force your child into having children.
I know, but her first response to that should be overwhelming empathy.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was the mom and I went so far as to think that I was right and everything was wrong, the correction should be bold.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's so sad. PCOS and medically, isn't it? So it's not like she hasn't been trying.
I'd be
that's
getting
horrible.
Out the checkbook and funding the next.
Yeah.
Round.
Yeah, exactly. The next.
Yeah, round. The first 5 years, you're up.
Yeah, you're up. Exactly. Okay, and that was so part two of this mother-in-law. Another story from a couple years ago was my wedding. She didn't approve of what I wanted and didn't understand why I couldn't do what she wanted to save money so she could invite more people. Oh, so she wanted to have a smaller wedding so that it wouldn't cost as much. And the mother-in-law wanted lots of people. Bless you.
She wanted it at the Legion with mashed potatoes.
Right, with mashed potatoes and all the fixins.
And now real quick, what's wrong with mashed potatoes?
Nothing.
No, I love mashed potatoes. Okay, what do you mean?
No mashed potato slander here.
No,
but
no mashed potato slander.
Lumpy mashed potatoes.
They're bad mashed potatoes. They're not twice baked.
Not by choice. Not like the smashed potatoes with
a little bit of mashed potatoes. Yeah. Not mashed potatoes.
Mm. Just lumpy.
So I gave both of our parents 50 people to invite, which sounds pretty fair. So whoever they wanted from their friends and family, I only included our direct family. So parents, grandparents, great grandparents, if we had them, aunts, uncles and cousins were to be decided among themselves and their close friends. My wedding venue had a cap of people before I had to pay an additional fee per head. She literally threw a silent treatment tantrum and constant side comments of, I can't believe you're making me pick which of my sisters I don't want at your wedding. Aww. Mind you, half the people she invited I've never met. We ended up in the agreement that she could invite more, but she then has to pay for them to attend. Thankfully, my now husband backed me up the entire time. Oh my God, thank God. I was waiting to see where the husband stood on all of this.
She has a nice husband.
God, that's like a bride.
So they weren't even paying for it. And she wanted control over it.
Yes.
So that's, at the end of the day, she wasn't even going to pay for it. Yeah, she wanted to control
it. Nope.
Also, it's like, if you're not paying for the entire wedding, you don't get to choose how many people come.
Well, and I think most people, parents now, are saying, this is how much we're going to contribute to the wedding. Do with it what you want.
Right.
So that you don't get into those battles about what's important, who's important, who's coming, who's not coming, right? You do with it what you want to. Or you could just put it on a down payment of a house, or you can go on a nice trip, or you could.
Are you pushing towards that one?
Well, it was the elopement whatever.
Take the money for the
Take the money for the elopement. Yeah.
For Moose's college fund.
Moose's college fund.
Which?
Yeah. Private school.
For college? We're getting into private school
he's
for college?
Going for at least, he's going to have at least a master's degree. 100%.
PhD, here he comes.
PhD.
Here he comes, for Bubbies.
I hope, I hope positive thoughts for that lady.
I know she deserves it. She deserves it. Well, I mean, it sounds like, I wonder if now, I'm not kidding. Like, I would say 70% of the stories that I got were submitted around like wedding nightmares. So hopefully things have cooled off post wedding.
I just can't. There's one thing that I wouldn't even remotely be worried about. It's like my mom trying to control my wedding at all.
I can't even imagine what that would look like.
Well, I can.
I don't. And
it wasn't
imagine,
it was not a problem at all.
Right.
It was whatever you want.
Right.
Whatever you want.
Right. Good.
Yeah. Your day.
Good.
Yeah. Have at it.
That's great. Good that you practiced this. You and Donna got ready already.
Yeah, Donna had round one.
We did one more. Yeah, listen, we got the kinks out. And like I said, that was seamless. That was easy.
Donna?
The least problematic part of that whole thing.
I feel like Donna literally is the definition of like not wanting to ruffle feathers.
Doesn't want
to
ruffle feathers.
Yeah,
She could, I mean, if you wore the thing that she thought was the ugliest, she hated the food, she didn't like the venue, she thought she's just here.
Yeah.
Just smiling and nodding.
Donna!
Yeah, no, that's
Donna!
But also, I think she knows that like, it's not her day.
Right.
It's not your day.
It's not your day. It's crazy that some parents-in-law think that it's their day.
But I can only imagine that they also think that it's their day in every other walk of their life as well.
Right, where like Christmas is their day.
Right.
Like anniversary is their day.
Like they're the ones that are like, when you're old, you can stop. No.
But then we have to remember, we go back to those parents who have been invited to multiple weddings and just sort of feel like they have to pay it back. So,
but okay. Anyway. And like, fine, if you're footing the bill.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you're not footing the bill, bitch. Okay. Next one.
It's a good thing Donna's not conversation about these things.
Yeah. We might have issues. We might have serious issues.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was in a pretty good relationship until about a month before our wedding, when she got super possessive over her son and / boyfriend fiance and wouldn't stop being super weird to me. One night in her kitchen, my husband was cutting up some veggies, and she came up behind him and hugged him really uncomfortably from behind, started feeling his biceps, complimented his physique, and told me I'm a lucky girl and that she couldn't believe that I was the one taking away her son. Me being the awkward ass that I am just laughed and looked at her like she was a psycho. A few beers later, she was hanging on him and he looked irritated and looked me dead in the face and told me I'm the luckiest bitch in the US to marry her handsome and perfect boy.
I would just write her off.
This sounds like a little creepy.
Yeah, Freud had a theory about this.
Freud did have a theory about this. Yeah.
Walk us through the theory.
Sigmund Freud?
Yeah.
Everything's sexual.
It's the mother. It's the mother. Yeah, the mother. Mother-son thing. Oedipus complex. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I mean, I'd have to write her off.
What do you mean, write?
I would just be like, anything out of your mouth, I can't think seriously. I would smile and nod at that one.
I mean, maybe it's just an aberration. Maybe she had too much to drink that day. Maybe she was a little
stressed. She was sober. She was sober before the last thing. She said when she was feeling his bicep, she was sober.
I like that was put in there too. No. Sobriety.
Yeah. So a few beers later, we then said some other crazy shit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Weird. Very weird.
Yeah. So I guess if it was just one night but otherwise you'd have to set boundaries, right?
Set boundaries, like not with touch their, your husband.
But with your mom?
No, yeah. No, but your husband would have to set boundaries right. with his mom.
Yeah, right? But I if that's already happening at that advanced age, I feel like that's the son is like, oh, she doesn't mean anything by that.
Like, yeah, but how did he feel about it? Did she say
we don't know.
We don't know. That? We don't know. Okay. But she said in one of the notes that he looked super irritated. The mom was like hanging off of
right.
him. Also, like how embarrassing. You know what I mean? Like your mom is feeling your biceps. If I was like the son, obviously I've never been in this dynamic before. Like as a female, I've never had my biceps felt by my
it's okay. Mom. I have biceps and I'm a male and I've never had anyone. It's okay.
But
it's
like right, it's fine. If I was in his position, I'd be like, get the fuck off of me. Like, this is weird. Like, you're being weird. Which also makes me think that it's been like a weird relationship forever.
That one. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, as the son who my mom's always looking at my girlfriend going, I'm sorry he does that. I can't believe he put true. Up with that.
Yeah.
She doesn't worship you?
Like, no. Donna would take my side yes. 99% of the time.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
She would take your side. If the 1% that she didn't, she'd be pretty bold about it.
Right.
But the other 99 yeah, times.
Yeah, yeah. Under the bus.
Yeah.
Under the bus.
She doesn't even hear my side yet. And she's like, oh, don't Jeremy.
There it is.
Yeah, all three syllables.
Jeremy.
Jeremy.
It's so funny how your name just does that though. When whenever you're, like immediately when I feel irritated, it's Jeremiah. It's
supposed to be Jeremy. Jeremy.
You actually add Jeremiah.
Yeah.
Jeremiah.
Oh, it's four.
Four syllables.
When you're real fucking mad, Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I get it.
The end part really like emphasizes the irritation. Jeremiah. Yeah, exactly.
It goes into
yeah.
an quite
it goes
nicely.
Into an,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, my husband's family be cray, specifically his sister though. She never really liked me much, but when we announced our pregnancy, she switched faces real quick. Super nice, helpful, caring, was great. That was until she really pushed her favorite name for if she ever had another kid, that was her excuse, to try and get us to name him that, so their baby, including their surname. So her husband's name, not even a family name that my kid would even be blood related to. She wanted us to add their surname to his, either in the place of our own surname or at least hyphenated.
So whose surname?
The
sister had a different surname.
So her husband's sister. And so her surname has changed, right? Because she married a guy who's not in the family.
Oh.
This is weird.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, no, there's more.
Oh, that's not the weird part?
That's not the weird part. Well, that's part of it. We're leading up. So she wanted them to take the random surname of her husband, who's like not even a family name of any kind. Then after we had my son, I ignored both requests. She kept offering babysitting for us. We were down for a little bit because obviously we are tired parents. She tried to go on and on about how we should make her and her husband godparents. I was really confused why she was being so pushy about making this kid seem like it was practically hers. That was until the entire plot came out. After speaking with my parents-in-law, turns out she was bitching to them about how we were too young to be parents. We were in our 20s and we were unfit parents, constantly talking trash about us and trying to manipulate everyone into thinking that our son would be better off in her care and being adopted by her. And that she had been pushing all of this stuff with the name and the godparents so that if she kidnapped my kid, all the details would look like I gave him to her and allowed her to have him. Such a manipulative psycho. The sister is the damn craziest.
That's just crazy.
That's like a movie plot but right like, there.
That well, is,
it
honestly,
is a movie plot, but also like who, what parent of that parent was like, oh, that's totally normal. Keep talking about this.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. So I wonder what the parents' take on it was.
Because if you told that to if someone said that to my mom once, that'd be the last time that she would, I feel like, entertain that conversation.
It sounds like the sister was trying to like plant seeds, like plant roots of this idea to the like their parents, right?
But weird.
Crazy. So weird. That would be such a good movie though. Oh my God. And in the movie, obviously.
Write her back and tell her.
And
if
be like,
you could buy
hey,
this story,
can
that'd
we
be great.
Sell this script? Like you and I together. Because in the movie too, the kid would go missing and then you would realize.
Oh, that's Gone Baby Gone.
That's literally Gone Baby Gone. Yeah, exactly.
Morgan Freeman has the baby.
Spoiler.
Morgan Freeman is
We're not going to bleep it. Okay, got it.
Great in that movie.
You know what? That's an old movie. If someone hasn't seen it, that's their fault. Yeah, it's their fault. Yeah, we can't be responsible for that. Okay. My in-laws are insane. They didn't pay a dime towards our wedding and didn't even have the nerve to get us a card or a gift, which I think, like, pausing here, I think that there are scenarios where that's okay, right?
What? You didn't help pay for the wedding and you don't give a present or a card or a gift?
Is that not okay?
No.
We draw a line of the gift.
We do.
The card.
Give us a gift. We want a present. They also got pissed at us for not having the wedding in our home state instead of, wait, they also got pissed at us for having the wedding in our home state instead of their home right. state. My husband's mom even had the nerve to show me a cream colored dress as her mother of the groom dress. I said, no, they are insane and cause me hell. Okay, got it. So she's going to the dress. So they're not paying for it. She wants to look like the bride. They didn't get a card and they didn't get a gift. Sounds like they think that their presence is the present.
I think it's a very, very fair yeah. way to assess that. Yeah.
It always like, it shocks me time and time again when someone who is not the bride wants to look like the bride.
Yep.
Like when the mother-in-law shows up in the wedding dress.
Did she not get a wedding? Like, is there some right, like trauma
what fantasy
built
are we trying to live yeah. out here? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also like, and maybe it's because I'm not this, like a wedding doesn't seem like the biggest performance of my life by any means. So it's just like, I can't imagine thinking yeah. of, like putting so much pressure on it to be like that, where it needs to be some spectacle.
When I'm saying that like 70% of these messages are all around like wedding day horrors.
Right.
Okay. So I am going to interject though with something from the parents' point of view. And so this is like a note to you too,
uh-oh.
Is that it sounds to me though, that they didn't include the husband's mother at all in the wedding plans.
No, but we don't know that though. Cause if she's got a fancy dress for mother of the groom, I'm sure she's got a place somewhere in the wedding.
Yeah, I know, but it would have been there should have been a discussion with the mother of the bride and the mother of the groom as to yeah. whether. So that is a common thing mm. where the mother of the groom gets left out of wedding planning.
Right.
And
right,
gets
right.
It's this date and then this is where the mother of the bride
I see what
tends
you're
to be very
part
involved.
Of the planning.
They go
yeah.
wedding dress shopping, they go
looking
out
for
with
Donna.
The bridesmaids.
My mom wants no part of that, so.
Yeah, she could sub in for me.
Yeah.
Tag.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, tag.
Yeah, no. So I think a lot of these things are crazy that you
right,
wouldn't
right,
get
right,
a
right.
present.
That's
yeah.
a good
and you would show up. And but it sounds to be like, so where was this discussion
right.
18 months ago, right? Oh, about what the mothers are wearing.
But they don't live in the same state, right?
Like that's true.
There's already separations. It isn't like they're like moving away and doing a wedding. They already live in two different states.
Right.
There's already some separation.
That's true.
So they should be used to like communicating remote.
Right.
Well, that's right. So it seems to me that
bigger
well,
problem.
And that may not have happened. Maybe they did try to include her and
right.
she still
and
said,
petting.
Right up front, I am yeah. wearing right. cream and I'm still really pissed off that you're not having it in our home state,
right.
your home state.
Mom, are you going to show up at our wedding in a wedding dress since you got married in like a t-shirt and jeans?
If I didn't get married in a wedding dress myself, either time.
The first
probably,
time you had a dress?
What'd
well, you wear the first time?
I had a dress that was fancy, but it wasn't a white gown.
It wasn't white?
No, we got married at City Hall.
I thought you got married at a church.
We did not.
Oh my God, did I make that up in my brain? Because I was like, this is so
weird.
We
had a reception.
Oh.
But we didn't have, just over 100 people. We didn't have like a head table.
Right.
We didn't have bridesmaids. We didn't have
yeah,
all that.
You had tables?
We had tables
got
and we had dinner.
Yeah, uh-huh, dinner.
We had a dance.
Uh-huh.
We had some speeches.
Okay.
That's cute.
But
yeah,
I didn't have a white gown. So if I didn't wear a long white gown for my own two
so
weddings.
So now is the time.
I'm probably not wearing a white gown for yours.
Third time's a charm, baby. Here we come. White wedding gown.
It's true. Yeah, Donna's a remote participant.
Yeah, Donna is a remote participant.
Yeah, so just.
But I think that she'd be thrilled with an invite.
She would be thrilled with an invite.
Like if you invited Dot, like for instance, if you're taking me wedding dress shopping,
yeah.
you should extend
yeah.
an invite
to Donna.
And
yeah.
if she chooses not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just, I think that a lot of times does happen where the mother of the groom
yeah,
gets left
right.
out of these
you're
plans,
right.
right?
I'd be so nervous because I'd want to like try and best dress and be like, bitch, this is the motherfucking one. And Donna would be like.
Once again, you're going to become Nicki Minaj.
When he gets shopping, he turns to Mickey.
I mean, yeah. But also, as the mother of the groom, I think you should just accept that you're going to get the invites
No, no, no. She'll get the invite. I'm just nervous about that. I'm going to turn into Nicki Minaj.
I think you should
there.
Just text her a picture of whichever you decide.
Yeah, well,
no, but
think,
okay.
But
she would probably say no because she doesn't like to like just fly down. Like,
yeah,
for
I think
whatever.
It would stress her out more if you invited her.
Oh, that's true, right? Because
yeah.
there'd be other
no,
things attached to it.
Then she'd say, no, I don't want to go to the dress shopping. I can't go. I can't prioritize that. I think
right.
Donna would be more stressed about that.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, Donna, I think, would be really thrilled even just to be involved in the conversation, to be like,
oh,
Donna,
yeah.
here are my
if
two
you,
favorite dresses.
If you FaceTimed her. trying on dresses. That would just be.
I think she'd be really
happy. Oh, she'd be overjoyed. That was so nice that they included me in their day.
I think that I'm really going to thrive as a daughter-in-law.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately, she's pretty good at just
that's
like
what I'm saying. It's
whatever
like,
you
I
give
think
her,
that, like,
she's like super excited about that.
Yeah, I think she's an easy person to thrive as a daughter-in-law.
That's what I'm saying. I think that I'm going to excel at this. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because yeah. She's so accepting.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like, oh.
Me too. I'm so accepting.
You are accepting.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. Just when you don't accept them, then it's not very accepting. But you're pretty accepting.
I think you're actually, both of you are quite accepting of things when there's context.
Context.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Like you can empathize and see the rational ideas potentially from both sides. Yes.
Even for things that you don't agree with, if there's context, you can understand why that person understands or is okay with it.
Right.
Even if you don't agree with it.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, some people are just like, wrong.
Black and white. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
There's no middle ground.
Or we know when to just move on.
Right.
Just move on.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, we're doing that.
Yeah, we're just doing
that. That's what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah, and just moving on. So mom's first wedding, I don't know why I thought it was in a church. I don't know. Oh, you know what it is? I have that random baby picture where I've got a bubble necklace on and I'm in that pink frilly dress and it was your cousin's wedding. Do you know what picture I'm talking about?
Of course you weren't at my wedding. Okay. Yeah, like, I mean, you could have been.
Yeah.
But we did actually do things in the order.
Although
we just did low.
Oh my God, that's
we did
so
go in
funny.
Order
right.
of that.
The, yeah. yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We did oh, go so in funny. Order of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't know why. You know what picture I'm talking about though?
Yes, I know exactly. Yeah, it was at it was in Niagara on the Lake at Queen's Landing.
Right. Oh, that's at Queen Landing. Wow, yeah. Bougie. So mom's first
again,
wedding.
Wasn't her wedding.
It wasn't my
no,
wedding.
No, I know, but that's the wedding that I'm thinking of.
No, that wedding had like a horse-drawn carriage.
Right, flowers and petals.
The whole nine
I'd thing. Be so annoyed if you wanted any of that.
No, but you know what I am excited for? When Remy has the most extravagant wedding of our entire lives.
She's going to, she's going to call, you know, on every Super Bowl, the Clydesdale, the Budweiser.
Yeah.
She'll call the Clydesdale. For sure.
But she wants the most famous Clydesdale.
It won't be any horse.
Right.
It
no, no,
will
no.
be
It'll be,
the
right.
star Clydesdale.
She's celebrity
in February
Clydesdale. With, right.
Yeah. She'll need to do that in another. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Or maybe she'll just, the Clydesdales aren't available this year because Remy's got them. Because
Remy's got them.
Remy deserves it.
Remy deserves them. Yeah, you're so right. She does deserve it.
Remy's our grandest friend by far.
Oh, 100%. When I think about the
and I
yacht
mean that
party,
in the most complimentary of ways.
Remy had a yacht party for turning 22.
I'm so mad that that was pre-Jeremy.
Before your time. Ugh. Yeah. Incredible party. Cake.
I bet I could talk her into it again.
Oh, are you kidding? She did do the puke and rally, and I'm not sure if it's because she drank too much or because we were on a boat.
Well, when is she turning 30? There's got to be something great for
She's
30.
The youngest of all of us, right?
Oh, she's the youngest.
Yeah,
for
she's
a while.
The baby.
She's, yeah, she's
like 5 years or something.
1995. She's 2 years old.
Oh, no. So we're 3 years.
Yeah, so
is that turning, how
she's
long?
If I'm turning 35
no,
months.
No, 4 years, 4 years. Oh, well, shit, but she's in February. Fuck.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, God, I'm so old.
A yacht party in February?
Oh, you're right. That's not the move. That's
gross.
Not the move.
Yeah, it's cold.
It felt okay, though. Like, based on photos of what I wore, it must have been okay because I was in like a little romper.
That penthouse she got at 60 in Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
It's cold.
That was really cold. You're right.
Cold.
That was really cold.
Because there was a pool
in
there and it was like... Go
yeah,
away.
You're like, there's glaciers in this pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird.
Okay, so what I was going to say though, to recap, so your first wedding was in a courthouse, you had a reception, 100 people. Second wedding was on our fireplace mantle with two witnesses.
We weren't on the mantle.
Like, wow. Standing, what is that called then? It's like a fireplace, like with a little platform in front of the fireplace. Mini mantle?
We got married on the floor of the living room.
No, but you were literally
we're
up
in front
one
of the,
foot.
We were not. A picture was taken.
Right, Lauren
well, yeah, why
it like,
do I
this
have
is like
this
Harry
like
Potter
weird...
and things are captured
no,
in the way.
I swear
way
to
and...
God, you were standing on, you know how the fireplace
that
has the one
for
step
a
up? Oh, so you got married on the floor. So I obviously only have memories based on photos.
By the way, Lauren, when all the pictures that we took in the same place, like, you know, we paused and posed for that picture.
Right,
it's not
right,
like we were
right.
standing there in this order of just like, oh, this is a great place for a picture.
got it. So yeah, it was you and dad in front of the fireplace and two witnesses.
And auntie, my sister.
Who ordained it?
A minister.
No,
so there were three.
A minister.
Well, two witnesses and a minister
to marry. Right. So you need two witnesses and then
a minister. So that was,
you could have called Matt King. Matt King can ordain weddings.
Shout out Matt King.
I'm sure Matt King would fly to St. Catharines.
To ordain the wedding? I mean, if it's a fun enough wedding.
Could be.
There was no wedding. That
so
was
So did
it.
You even have like a dinner or anything after?
They ate dinner.
Well, yeah.
No, like with other friends and stuff.
Oh, we had a, in between Christmas and New Year's, we had just the two families get together. So Jeff and Sue and.
Okay, got it.
When's the anniversary? What day?
December
24th.
That's easy.
No, it was not. It was the stupidest thing we ever
did. Why?
Because every anniversary, I cooked a big turkey dinner for my in-laws.
Oh, yeah.
And since my mother-in-law wasn't that mobile,
yeah,
I cooked a whole turkey dinner, mashed potatoes, the whole night, all the trimmings. Mm. I had to load it into my car, take it over there, heat it up there.
That's right.
And that's what I did. So now my in-laws have both passed.
Right.
We have steak and lobster and champagne.
Yeah, we do.
So that's
lovely.
Yeah, we do. That's lovely. That's a new tradition.
Well, also, but steak can't be on the road. Years. Steak, you got to make it
there.
Steak
can't be on the road. Yeah,
and lobster, there's no way you can make that and bring it there.
No.
You got to make the steak on site. So if it's somewhere else, they're going to have to supply that or you would make it there. You wouldn't want to like make it, put it in boxes and bring it over.
Oh no. My in-laws are very, very, my father-in-law is very traditional. So there was exact things that we needed on Christmas Eve. And so they always celebrated on the 24th. It had to be the 24th. Although we did have to move it around for my brother-in-law and sister-in-law. They were not happy about it because for them, it had to be on the 24th. Like, so Greg and I, we don't have those. I mean, we like it on the 25th, but it doesn't need to be on the 25th. But they always wanted it on the 24th.
Very much priority was the date.
It is all about tradition. All about tradition. Yeah. So it had to be a turkey.
I almost got my head taken off this, a week ago? Because I'll be traveling on Christmas Day this year, right?
Yeah, but when you say I, you mean we.
I did not mean we. You can travel ahead of me.
We travel as a unit.
Okay.
A unit of three.
You mean bubbies.
All I'm saying is I don't mind flying alone. And just, I'll meet you there a day or two afterwards.
Pack travelers.
No, I know that. Yeah, yeah. So when we're still celebrating Christmas break, January 7th.
Right.
I think that's around a Ukrainian Christmas.
Oh, perfect.
It's okay.
It's great.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on. I got a few more. So let me pick the best one for the last one.
One more.
Oh God. Okay. A couple of these are too good. Okay. My husband and I have been married for 5 years and every single time we plan to have a vacation, his mom wants to join us. Oh my God.
That was like White Lotus. The mom shows up on the honeymoon.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. That's weird.
That's super weird. And there's some vacations that make sense to do as long as you're staying in different accommodations too. Like if we had gone to Hawaii all four
could've
of us,
been
like,
fun.
That could have been fun. But also it sounds like just the mother-in-law wants to be there. And so then that's like threesome.
Yeah.
Having my mom hate flying has its perks.
She's never going to show up in Hawaii.
The woman loves a good picture.
She loves a good picture.
Hey, mom, check this out. Oh, give me like my
beautiful
glasses.
Beautiful.
It's just good as traveling yourself.
Yeah, the thought of like, hey, we're going to go to Paris. I'll buy your ticket. That would be the most stressful thing in the world for her. She's like, when are we going? What will we have to pack? What are we going to do when we get there? You know what? I'm going to go to Paris. I'll show you
Here's
what it's
a photo.
Like. Oh, she'd be thrilled.
Okay. This
parents
is,
are
this,
so funny.
This is a great episode, honestly. Like,
I can't
this is
wait
so entertaining
for someone to at you in 60 years and when you've done like half of these things.
Yeah. Hang on.
Your dad is forever.
When your future kid forever. Is like, let me walk you through why you're crazy.
Yeah,
because you said that you would be crazy.
And remember when you said it was wrong to show up on the honeymoon?
Yeah.
Weird. I just wanted to be there as a family.
You were there DIYing. Just
and why
like,
did you wear fun. That white dress?
Yeah, right.
Okay. This one is just, this is my worst nightmare. And so I picked this one specifically for you, babe. Not that this is what your family does, but I think that you'll see the humor.
Well, mind you, when you say family, you've met one person that I'm related to.
Literally one person. No, that's not true. I met your literal real dad.
Next. Okay. You met one.
My in-laws sing hymns around the dinner table after every meal. Nobody's allowed to leave until we've sang. This often includes string instruments, singing rounds with men and women singing different parts, harmonizing, brief opera performances, and everyone trying to outdo each other. Essentially, his family is so wholesome, but my absolute worst nightmare. Can you?
Hard pass. Yeah.
Hard pass?
Yes.
I just know that you would know how uncomfortable that I'd be with literally every element of that.
Because you know there's at least a couple in there they're not good. They're surrounded by people that they're related to who are good. And they're like, oh my God, stop.
Right. And they want to have-
I thought it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad we're on the same page with that. We can stay together now.
Great. Okay, good. Close call. I've been with families that are very musical, but like the idea of just like that, oh, I couldn't do it.
I don't know if I could do like sing along, like after dinner jams every single night after family time. Like I think that would wear thin on me.
You actually are quite, you're not fun around intimate performances. You get weird by it. You get weird for sure.
I disagree. We had Andy over that one time singing and that was fucking amazing. I felt like I was at a private concert. Remember on Halloween, like maybe last year?
Yeah.
Her and I think AJ was playing guitar and she was singing and I was like, wow. It's like to be this good, imagine. Yeah. And
You've picked the one example where that was good, yeah.
Well, when's the time that I was weird?
Just really performing arts in general, not your thing.
I don't think that's true. We went to fucking that a cappella Christmas concert thingy and I enjoyed every moment of that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's an unjust opinion on your end.
Okay.
So what would you guys do?
I would sit there awkwardly and clap my hands because I can't participate in any other way. Maybe they'd have a triangle. I'd be like, ding, ding.
Oh my God, Lauren with a triangle would be the worst.
I'm like, ding, 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 in the middle, like, ding, 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 ding. Maybe some maracas.
Tambourine. Okay.
Maybe some cymbals.
Yeah, no, definitely not those. Yeah, no, I just don't think the performing arts would be a happy place for you at all. Even if
in a family?
Would, yeah.
In a family? No. I would not thrive in that. But
mind you, I enjoy it and I would even dread that.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I just don't like being around. Like the thought of like, it's the one person who's wants to do it too long and is not good.
Yes.
A little
yes,
drunk.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh.
Time to retire, Bob. Time to retire.
Come on, Robert. Yeah. All the Bobs out there.
All the Bobs out there.
Not happy with
all
this.
The Bobs out there.
That's our finale?
That's our finale.
That's okay. A finale question.
I mean, that one was just my ultimate nightmare.
When this next holiday, whether it's Thanksgiving, whether it's Christmas, I'm just going to hire a bunch of like actors to come over and just like really lay it on thick.
To put me in one of those situations?
Yeah. And I'll have my mom
give you a triangle.
Yeah.
Ooh, I mean, that's his nightmare, not mine. Ding, 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 ding. I'll do like a little offbeat too. So it'll be like,
oh, ding, there was never any fear of it being on beat.
Yeah. No. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing for everyone.
This is great.
This is so fun. Mom DIY, thank you so much for joining us on Wild Till 9.
Such a good format to make her look like a star too.
I mean, yeah. Mom DIY is a star. What do you mean?
I know that, but you picked a layup. It could have been a lot harder.
It could have been a lot harder. So honestly, it could have been hard for you. We could have done a whole episode grilling you.
It's always hard for me. That's every other episode.
Grilling you?
Just grill Jeremy. Yeah.
Really? I feel like it's mostly Jeremy bullying me.
Whatever.
That sounded like a little boost.
So thank you to Mom DIY for joining us. Dad DIY. Oh, I wonder what the score of the hockey game is.
I'm afraid to ask.
I am afraid to ask. Yeah. We'll see. It's tough like, being a Leafs fan.
It seems like the relationship with the Leafs is very healthy though. They can do anything and they can't do anything wrong.
I mean, every year they've done something very wrong and he's still here as a fan. So.
Right. He's resilient.
He is.
Really Greg is resilient.
Yeah. Do you think this year's the year?
This is the year.
This is the year.
Every year is the year and this is the year.
Don't take every year. This is the year.
This is the year.
This is the year.
This is the year.
Yeah. To be fair, my entire like age 1 through like 19 or something, the Cubs were going to win. They never did. Then was that one year they did.
Right.
And so that's good for the next 100 years at least.
Right. This is the year.
At least.
This is the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Say bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.